This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, December 13th, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. North Korea's missile launch may be more about getting attention than anything else, and it's well past time for the United States to shift much of the burden of North Korea's activity to countries like South Korea and China. That, according to Doug Bandow, a senior fellow at the Cato Institute.
Well, North Korea claims that it fired off this rocket to put a satellite into orbit, and they appear to have put something into orbit. However, our presumption is they're really doing a missile test. What they want to do is have an intercontinental missile that can reach the United States and elsewhere around the world. There may be a number of things going on here. Part of it is internal prestige. They tried to launch in April. It failed. It was embarrassing. Part of it, maybe they're trying to muck up the elections and next week, on the week away, the 19th of December, there's an election in South Korea. So they're shooting this off 1 week before the South Korean vote. That could have unpredictable impacts there. They're probably trying to put pressure on the U.S., reminding the U.S. they're still around. They'd like to extort more money from America and from South Korea. You know, there are a number of things going on. It strikes me maybe all of these things are going on.
If North Korea's attempt is to gain more attention from the United States, what is and should be the reaction from countries like China?
Well, you know, China, you know, supposedly is helping us with North Korea, but it's pretty obvious they aren't. They had a Politburo member in Pyongyang the day before the North Koreans announced they were shooting this off, that they were planning a launch. And of course, off it went. And the Chinese have said, tut, tut, this isn't what they like. But it's not pretty obvious they won't do anything about it. Unfortunately, China has decided that it's in their national interest that North Korea not fall apart. So China's not willing to put pressure on the North. I think we have to recognize that. We can try to change China's view of things and what their view of their interest is. But just telling the Chinese they should do something and hoping they'll help us isn't going to get us very far. In my view, China's, you know, this is a short-sighted policy. This is a very unstable place. North Korea is very unpredictable. From China's standpoint, they should show leadership. They'd be better off with a united Korea that's far more economically involved and involved with them. They'd have stability on their border. They wouldn't worry about war. But they're worried about the United States. They don't want a united Korea with American troops on their border. And quite honestly, they just don't care what America thinks.
What is the big lesson here to be taken away from the fact that North Korea has done this?
I think there are three or four things that we should take away. The first is this is not a reform regime. There are a number of people hoping. It's a year since the so-called dear leader died. And the hope was his son, who spent some time being educated in Switzerland. He has this beautiful young wife. He likes Disney. You know, his wife is wandering around with a designer handbag. You know, all of this people were suggesting, oh, isn't this wonderful? He must be a reformer. Well, there's no evidence there's any interest in reform in this regime. There's been some talk about some economic changes. We haven't seen very much. For the most part, it remains a hope, not a reality. There's no evidence of political change. And the fact they're willing to engage in this kind of behavior tells us that really nothing has changed there. I think the second is we're not going to get China's help on this. This is simply not, it's not in their interest from their standpoint to put a lot of pressure on North Korea. We shouldn't spend a lot of time hoping for that. We can try to change the Chinese view, but you know, this is something which we have to accept. Everyone says get the Chinese to act. They're not interested. I think the third is it's really time for the U.S. and the other countries, you know, particularly Japan and South Korea, but others as well, to yawn when North Korea does this sort of thing. North Korea loves getting attention. It loves being on the front pages. Every time they see the president of the United States say, oh, you shouldn't do this, I think that gives great satisfaction to Pyongyang. It'd be far better to say, well, no, I mean, just ignore them. Well, they've done this before, so what? What's the big deal? Finally, I think a lesson is that it's really time to turn this issue over to South Korea. The South Koreans can defend themselves. They have 40 times the GDP. The U.S. has a really stupid missile treaty with the South where we limit the range of South Korean missiles. We just renegotiated it, gave them a little bit more range, but it's crazy. North Korea is busy building, you know, missiles and nuclear weapons, and we limit South Korea's defense of itself. And there's no reason to keep U.S. troops in the peninsula. We shouldn't be in the middle of this mess. North Korea is a crazy kind of unpredictable place. There's just no reason for us to be so directly involved when South Koreans, Japanese, and others have so much more at stake.
Doug Bandow is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work on North Korea and other subjects at our website, cato.org.